Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I am Ashley Crisp, and I'm glad to be with you again today to guide us through today's prayers and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Breathe in a breath of hope. Breathe in a breath of peace. Breathe in a breath of joy. And breathe in a breath of love. Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We are working to memorize more of God's word from Isaiah 55. We're starting with two verses this week, and we'll add more in the coming weeks. I'm going to say a line and you repeat it after me. This is the word of the Lord from Isaiah 55, 6 and 7. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. Today I will be reading the creation story from the Gospel Story Bible. And the stories I'm reading from are called God Creates the World and God Creates Man and Woman. Hear the word of the Lord. God's gospel story starts at the very beginning, when there was nothing at all. Nothing at all is hard for us to understand, because we have to start with something when we create. But God didn't start with light, or the clay of the earth, or even invisible air. God started with absolutely nothing at all. God spoke into the nothingness and created the heavens and the earth. Then he spoke out and commanded, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. God made the daytime, and God made the nighttime on that first day. On the second day, God created the sky and the heavens above. When God spoke, it happened just as he wanted. One second it wasn't there, and the next second it was. On the third day, God created the dry land. That was the day God made the ground we walk on. He commanded that the earth to sprout all kinds of green plants. That was the day all the grass, bushes, and trees were created by God. God looked at the water, the earth, and the sky, and all the green plants, and he saw that it was good. On the fourth day, God said, "Let there be stars in the heavens," and the stars appeared. God designed them to sparkle in the night sky and mark the different days and seasons and years. God made two great lights, the moon to light up the night and the sun to light up the day. God looked at the water, the earth with its plants, the sky, the planets, the stars, the moon, and the sun, and saw that it was all good. On the fifth day, God filled the waters and the sky with life. He made all the living creatures of the sea, from the smallest fish to the largest whale. He created all the birds, like sparrows and eagles and ostriches and doves. God made each one special, and he saw that all of it was good. God blessed the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky, and commanded them to have lots of babies so that they could fill all the oceans and the whole sky. On the sixth day, God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds." God made the creeping things, like spiders and bugs and all the animals that walk on the ground, from the smallest mouse to the greatest beast of the earth. And God saw that it was good. On the sixth day of creation, God said, "Let us make man in our image." This is special because out of all God's creation, only human beings were made in the image of God. God formed the first human being, a man, out of the dust of the ground. Then God breathed on him, and the man came alive. That is how the heavens and the earth and the water, the sky, and everything that fills them were created. When God was finished on the seventh day, God rested from his work. The word of the Lord. I wonder what it means to you to be created in the image of God. What comes to mind when you hear those words? As we finish our time together, say these words, a blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.